gossip, hype.
This is it, baby.
This is Scoopla. Check it out.
Strap yourself in, sit down,
Wee.
Grab a coffee, prepare to have your mind blown.
Okay.
It is Scoopla, this is breaking.
Everybody is talking about The Bachelor Australia right now, and we have some breaking Scoopla surrounding this scandal. Now, there's been loads of speculation as to why Channel 10 cancelled all Bachelor interviews yesterday.
Mm.
We can attest to that. We had a scheduled interview through Channel 10 with Blake the Bachelor for yesterday was cancelled. Now, even Dan and Maz yesterday, Arvo, tried to figure out why, with Andrea calling into the show with this bit of info.
Got a bit of inside information.
Oh, really?
Whoa. What do you mean?
Okay, be a scoop.
So, I can't tell you who, but the one that he doesn't pick is pregnant to him.
Oh, wow.
What? How have you got this inside information, Andrea?
Oh, I can't really say.
Right. But the latest this morning is that an anonymous producer from the show has since revealed that Sam felt so betrayed watching the final episodes after Blake said the same things to the other girls that he said to her before he got down on one knee, that she's called it quits.
They're over.
The pair have actually split, right? Now, there have been two Instagram posts that support this theory.
Mm.
Now, a photo that Sam put up just 3 weeks ago, a selfie. In the selfie, you can clearly see an engagement ring, right?
Right.
We have to also keep in mind that all of these Bachelor episodes were filmed 2 to 3 months ago. So she was most definitely still engaged. She was still wearing the ring
at least 3 weeks ago. This picture was up on Instagram 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago she had the engagement ring
and no one's picked up on it.
Well, I don't know whether it was set to private or maybe it's just leaked or maybe somebody else has sent it out and it's hit the media. But 3 days ago, Sam put up a photo, another selfie of her, and you can clearly see that the engagement ring is gone.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not on her wedding finger. But how's this for extra sauce? According to the runner-up, Lisa's boyfriend, so obviously, you know, 2-3 months on after the show, Lisa, who he basically dumped at the bloody altar, who I felt so sorry for, my money was on her to win last night.
Yeah, and we had coffee on it.
She's moved on. Yeah, oh, you're a hot chuck now. She's moved on. She now has a boyfriend, right?
Right.
Lisa's boyfriend has said that Blake and Lisa are now back in contact.
Oh, my God. God, this is worse than The Bold and the Beautiful.
Not just that, but he also did mention that also Jess and Blake are in contact also. We know that Jess was one of the final four and that she was the front runner from the very, very beginning. She got a lot of private dates with Blake, a lot of time, but in the end, she was 24 and, you know, wasn't kind of looking for what he was looking for, but it was very clear they had a lot of deep feelings for each other.
Do you reckon in the wake of all of this news, because obviously this went down a couple of days ago, that producers of the show tried to
cover it up
and refilm the end of the
show?
Well,
I don't even know. Oh.
With the other one?
Because how weird is this? Oshie Ginsberg, who we spoke to on the show yesterday, before the whole finale happened, he was actually quoted by speaking to an online magazine saying, "You will not believe what happens in tonight's finale. When it happened, my jaw dropped to the ground. It was so shocking."
And then everybody watched it.
And then we watched it last night, waiting for this big moment for, like, the person to turn around and say no when he proposed. And then it ended up being just amazing and beautiful, and she said yes, and then they lived happily ever after. And then we're waiting for that bombshell. Maybe you're right. Maybe they've gone back, and maybe they've refilmed stuff, and that's why we're left so confused.
Yeah.
And that's why Osha's comments don't make sense, because we're waiting for this bombshell.
Do you know what?
That's what was promised on Channel 10. You won't believe what happens. It's like he gets sent on one knee, he proposes, they kiss, and then it's like happy. We believe that.
Who's going to play Blake in the telly movie of this drama?
I'm actually so excited. Is that wrong? Not to mention the pregnancy rumours.
Oh, the pregnancy
rumours.
I don't
believe those. Do I believe that Sam and Batchy are now broken up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. More Scoopla online, and keep your eyes on our Facebook page across the day as well. We'll keep you covered. The Bachelor and his, fiancé over.
Hang on. Ex-fiancé.
Oh,
God, I can't wait to see what comes out in a couple of next days.
Oh, wait for Women's Weekly. More Scoopla 8:30 this morning.